Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. Today, we are talking about the third chapter of The Death of Captain Stacy. So, let's get right into it.
Issue 90.
Spider-Man the Killer.
Begins with, you know, Spider-Man still falling off the building. He is able to get into the building he was falling off of, but he breaks a window,
He uses Doc Ock's arms as kind of like a swing, like a vine swing, to, you know, smash through a window.
Yeah, the arms are chasing him, and he goes to kind of hide in this, like, vent.
Where they couldn't reach him.
Yeah, they were so close, they were, like, literally inches away. But then they give up. Doc Ock is like, he's done, he's gotta go do his thing.
And then, of course, we have to
I gotta mention the Spider Tracer. The Spider Tracer, that looks like it's about, I don't know, 3 inches thick.
At least right there, it's got to be at least, you know, 3 inches long and, you know, like...
I mean, it's two of his arm chunks. Like, it's the length of that. So, the fact that Parker thought that was going to go unnoticed is amazing for a,
well, see,
know,
what always killed me, exactly, what always killed me was that they were bright red, too. I mean, now I know that it's, you know, supposed to go with the spider motive, like the one on Sonic's back.
Sense. Yeah.
And, you know, like, yeah, it makes sense for that part. And it makes sense for, you know, like the actual, you know, I mean, I realize they have to draw it bigger. It's probably,
they do.
It's probably the size of like your, you know, pinky nail or something. But
maybe.
It's just the fact that it's bright red on a, you know, big metal arm that's, you know, shiny silver.
Well, and I know later on, like nowadays, it is the size of like a tiny bug.
Yeah.
Because technology nowadays is caught up with...
I think in the newer ones, they're nano-sized, if I remember correctly. I haven't read much of the new ones since they restarted the numbers again, but...
Yeah. Restart numbers? Comic book companies don't do that.
Of course not.
No, whatever.
Spider-Man ran away, got his clothes back on, you know, his normal people clothes, and he runs into Captain Stacy.
And Stacy kind of notices that he's not looking right. Something about Peter is off, to the point where Peter actually passes out right in Captain Stacy's arms. He looks like he's exhausted. He gets him back to, I assume, their apartment or their house, Captain and Gwen Stacy's place, because Peter wakes up with Gwen Stacy hovering over him.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're going to have to wake up from a beating, that's the best way to go.
That
right?
Really is. And literally, it's all he needed. Peter just needed the rest. He was working himself ragged between school and looking for Ock and
working
the
job.
Yeah. Like he was tiring himself out. And he's a college student. He's 20 years old. Like
and
at that age,
he's not even drinking. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
At that age, you think I'm hit. Heck, I remember when I was 15. I thought the world was my oyster. I can do whatever the heck I want. I'll be fine. And I only got into two car accidents. Totally great. But yeah, so Captain Stacy convinces Gwen that Peter just needed rest and that he is capable and knows exactly what he's doing. And that kind of gives Peter the first inkling of, does he know who I am? It sounds like he might know who I am. They leave him alone. Peter decides, okay, I gotta get out of here, because he still has to go find Doc Ock. So he comes up with this plan.
A new web fluid, it looks like.
Yeah. And so he leaves. Goes to find Doc Ock. Finds him. He goes to follow his spider tracer.
Which, in case you don't know how the spider tracers work, they're keyed into Spider-Man's spider sense. Whenever he's close to it, his sense goes off, and it's kind of like a sort of radar thing from there. Like, he can pick it up. And so, basically, Spider-Man, you know, swings around town until he gets a, you know, hit on his spider sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to find the tracker.
I feel like that's time well wasted. Not well wasted, but I mean, like, nowadays,
yeah,
he literally has, especially in the more recent ones, he's got the webware.
Yeah.
That his little own little thing that types up on his arm. Oh, look, there he is. Okay.
Yep.
But again, that's also 21st century versus 20th century.
Yeah. And anyway, so Spider-Man's, you know, looking for Doc Ock, which at this point in time, we should also know that, you know, Spider-Man and Doc Ock are, like, the epitome of foes. Like, they are, you know, nemesis.
I would almost say, and I know this is probably up for debate, but I would say he's probably his number one nemesis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, granted, like in the movies, you know, they try to make it out to be the Green Goblin because of what the Green Goblin does.
Well, Goblins did a lot more go into that crap right to now. Him.
Yeah. But
even, as far as Venom, Venom could be considered one of his
I mean, but at the same time, I mean, Doc Ock is the continual, you know, this happens, this happens, this happens, because Doc Ock's got the brain as well as, you know, everything else going for him.
Yep.
But, you know, so Doc Ock knows the spider tracer's there. Sets up an ambush for him.
And Spider-Man walks right into it. So as he starts getting pummeled by Ock again, and they start fighting, Peter decides this is the time to use his new gadget. Well, his gadget, ultimately, he shot it at two of Doc's arms.
And he takes control of
them, basically. It's not that he takes control. It's just that Doc cannot control those two arms anymore. So those two arms start fighting back.
Yeah.
And to the point where Doc just can't do anything. Like,
his arms are beating the crap out of him.
Yeah. So much so that as he is on top of this roof,
flailing and fighting,
he knocks over a chimney. And
which we should point out at this point in time that this isn't like a chimney like you find on your house. This is, you know, probably like 4 foot by 4 foot, you know,
big stick or big thick sturdy bricks. Yeah. Like, this is just it's
apartment building ventilation.
Yeah,
or
it's
huge,
it's gigantic. So he knocks these bricks off, and they start falling down onto the street to this crowd of people standing around again, because that's what crowds do. And as the crowd disperses, we see
one little boy that's obviously left by the worst parents in the world.
Or the best, who knows? I mean, maybe this is their way of, nope. Dead baby jokes. Yep. Not going to talk about that.
Nope. Let's just leave that alone. Captain Stacy sees the kid out there, jumps, dives, pushes the kid out of the way, and ultimately is crushed by all the falling debris. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man sees this from, you know, the roof, drops down, basically unburies Captain Stacy, pulls him out, takes him back up to the roof.
And as he's taking him away, you've got the crowd down below saying, he's running away with that man. He killed him. It was all Spider-Man's fault.
Yeah.
Which, in a way, it kind of was. But at the same time, not like... I mean, it's not like he knew that Doc Ock was going to go flailing everywhere.
Yeah. Or that, you know, the chimney was going to fall, that the kid was going to be there.
There was a bunch of things that just became problematic.
But basically, at this point in time, Captain Stacy, you know, calls him Peter. Knows that, you know, Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And so, you know, Peter's like, oh, he knows who I am. Captain Stacy, you know, tells him that, you know, Gwen loves him and that he needs to take care of Gwen.
Which is interesting because, like I said earlier, in the, I told you earlier.
Yeah.
In the Amazing Spider-Man movie, when Captain Stacy, portrayed by Dennis Leary, he does find out Peter is Spider-Man maybe about an hour before, time-wise, whatever, in the movie, goes to help him out and gets killed by the lizard. And he tells Peter, stay away from Gwen Stacy.
Because that's actually the smarter move, because, you know, the closer you are to a superhero, the more often you get your life put in danger.
Yeah, exactly. So that
makes sense.
Yeah. So the issue ends. Peter is reflecting, is like, you know, how am I going to tell Gwen this? What's going to happen when she finds out I'm the one that killed her father? And then we go to the next issue. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
Join us next time as we see the ramifications of Captain Stacy's death.